This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Just got done breaking down the basketball part of the Knicks and Pacers. Talk about the environment part a little bit later. Think about the best venues in sports there are and which ones you've been to. We'll do a little round robin on that a little bit later. But right now, since we do have our matchup now in the Stanley Cup final, and it's a rematch of last year, and you're getting a new matchup we haven't ever seen. It'll be the first time any of these two teams face off in the NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. Very historically, this is a seven-year stretch where you'll have a new champion. So the NBA, is this the first time we've ever seen it, or at least since the 1970s, that you've had seven different champions in 7 years in the NBA? You're going to have a new top dog where you could potentially have a repeat champion, or in hockey, you could have the first Canadian champion since 1993.
Been a long time.
So if you take just the 10,000-foot storylines, do you have a preference? Because I feel like if OKC wins, we'll get ready for them in this spot a lot of times.
Yeah.
But how do you feel? Just as a...
I mean, there's really two schools of thought. One, new blood is always good.
Not always good.
I think it
usually
is
usually good.
Yeah, I like it when you get a surprising champion. That's the we talk about the Patriots' legendary run, 18-1, because the Giants are able to step in there and knock off Goliath.
But it's also the Giants too. I mean, it sometimes, especially with the NBA, it feels like the general audience tends to stay away from it, mm-hmm. and ratings will reflect if we have Indiana, Oklahoma. Those are going to be too low population areas, and ratings are going to tank. If the Knicks get in, it's going to be a big deal. I think especially the NBA, though.
Because they've done a poor job of marketing teams that not in major metropolis.
You mean not the Celtics or the Lakers?
The Northeast or the Southwest, yes. But in the NHL, like you're going to run it back with the Edmonton Oilers and the Florida Panthers, and it's so weird how many Stanley Cups have now been determined by the state of Florida.
Oh yeah.
It's that powerhouse hockey bed that is Florida.
Well, and one of the funny things, and we can bring in Mr. Ortner on this because he has got a big hockey brain over there. But the funny thing about this is Edmonton, the Oilers, where literally the gal that flashed everybody works at the oil fields. Mm-hmm. Like, this isn't a vanity mascot. This is their fans are Oilers.
Yes.
They are from the Great White North.
Have you ever been to Edmonton?
I've never been to Edmonton.
It's a super interesting city.
Yeah.
But like, when you get outside of there, number one, there's nothing. There's
there's trees and moose and squirrels.
It is the epitome of wilderness and nothingness.
Yeah.
And the oil fields. That's what is out there. And it's weird because it is a pretty big city for being like a blue collar outpost.
Yeah.
But the Oilers also have this legendary history to fall back on with Gretzky and Messier and that era of hockey greatness. Whereas when you talk about Florida, does anybody there actually give a damn about hockey? It's such a stark contrast because when you think Edmonton, you think cold, you think ice, you think hockey.
Well, sure.
And then
they're in Miami too, so it's not just being in Florida, but Will, tell me if I'm wrong. Your Oilers are the finesse team in this, and your Panthers are the bruisers. That's the funny irony. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're just looking at it and just go, Florida versus all, and everything you said is dead right. Yep. But they come in as Connor McDavid is looking to pass, and he's as good as Gretzky ever was. But it's force versus finesse, and force comes from Florida.
Yeah, Florida is definitely the more dirty of the two teams. They want to fight you. They want you to basically put you in a phone booth and then two enter, one leaves.
And they made it to game seven and won it that way last year.
Right. And well, I mean, shoot, they were up 3-0 in that series. And then Edmonton went on one of their runs where they can get streakier than any team in hockey just because of the amount of shots on goal that they put, because they have the two best goal scorers in hockey. They might have the two best players of hockey right now going in Draisaitl and McDavid.
Well, and McDavid, correct me if I'm wrong, but he is an assist machine, averages one assist per game or just over that for his entire career, which is only eclipsed by a guy named,
Wayne.
Oh, yeah, Wayne. Yeah.
Paulina's father.
Yeah, that's right. Paulina's dad. That's a guy.
He's a stud. But I did want to touch on the Florida thing, right? Like Danny brought up how many titles and Stanley Cup championships have been won in Florida. A couple nights ago on the TNT broadcast, Paul Bissonnette brought it up of like, maybe the NHL needs to come up with a rule or something that attacks or forces a tax on these warmer weather states that have hockey teams, because a lot of those star players are saying, well, I can go to Florida and I can keep more of my money.
I can go down tax-free.
It's also why you're seeing a lot of guys not want to go and play up in Canada, because the money doesn't mean as much.
Well, you're looking
there.
I think it's like, I think if I remember right, across Canada, across average, because you're getting into different provinces, I think it's like a 56% tax rate.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Where in Florida, it's zero.
Well, and just in a pure like,
well, don't they give you like a bonus for making a certain amount of money in Florida? Isn't that the thing? They're like, congratulations, you made a bunch of money. Here's more money.
You have a 0% income tax rate.
Yeah,
now,
here's
you've got
a free house
and everything else that goes with that.
Here's a high five.
When you have that money in your pocket, that is a real, real deal. That is why places like Texas, and again, who do the Oilers beat?
They beat the Stars, and they always
in Dallas.
Beat the Stars. the Stars are always in it.
But
yes,
you have these hotbeds, like, which is why it always made no sense that the Coyotes could never ever put it together.
They couldn't even figure out like how to find a place to play.
No. And they weren't short on players. They had the father of one of these guys, Tkachuk. They had Shane Doan. Like they were not short on, you know, superstar talent in Phoenix in their heyday, but
when another team moves to a desert just north of them and immediately has success. So
ding, ding, ding,
is an absolute disaster.
Yeah, the war, it's weird. The Carolina Hurricanes, they cannot win games that matter.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Well, but neither can the Maple Leafs.
But you have like below the Mason-Dixon line, you've got like five teams, and it kind of makes you wonder like, how the hell did the Atlanta Thrashers not figure this out?
Well, if you're a hockey player, you spend most of your life traveling to cold weather cities. Mm-hmm. I mean, just look at the Winterhawks schedule. They're spending half their time in Canada.
Regina.
And then you're going up to Moose Jaw there, and now you get the opportunity to go to the Sunshine State. And the ice is the same temperature when you get in the arena.
You're playing
when you
41
walk
games in Miami. It's a little bit different than playing 41 games in Edmonton.
I wasn't expecting to put on the tinfoil hats, but I think that's actually a pretty straight line that you can draw between the two. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Even the fan text line, everybody's rooting for the Oilers, so I will join in that, but I will tell you that I will split time between these two championships, and it's for both reasons.
Oh, Stanley Cup Finals are incredible. It's one of the best things in sports.
Having the repeat, having the new team, both are good things. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while a team comes by that you absolutely abhor, that shows up and starts winning. The second version of the Patriots was definitely that way. Chiefs have tiptoed into that water. But for me right now, watching the NBA, either matchup is going to be fantastic. I'm very much looking forward to it.
I love the YouTube TV dual box.
Oh yeah,
for this, like, I will 100% have that going if they're playing on the same night.
All right,
it's the good stuff.
What's the best sporting event you've ever attended, and what is the best venue for it? We'll start off hour two with that, we'll move into baseball. We've got some things around sports. We've got some great sports audio. What happens when you put a South Carolina wide receiver on the sideline for a hockey game? It's worth listening to. Hour two of Luke and Danny on A Danny and Friends on 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.